Here's another interesting statement. You will consider the whole of humanity, depending on their ages, as fathers or mothers, brothers or sisters, sons or daughters. Mr. Silva, at that same time when I mentioned to him about this is a statement of unselfishness, he mentioned that next statement again, said he was criticized a lot for putting it in that way. The people say, oh, we're all brothers and sisters on the planet. He said, we have different relationships with different people, depending on their ages. For instance, someone who is at least 15 years older than you are, or more than that, they're somewhat like your parent. Very often, older people, well, for one thing, they deserve a certain amount of respect, simply for having been here, having gone before, having made the effort, having done what they've done. Sometimes, as people get older, they slow down a little bit physically, they slow down a little bit mentally. We need to take that into account when we're interacting with them. We need to take that into account when we're doing business with them. We need to take that into account in relationship situations with them. We need to consider those things. We don't always do that. They may not be quite as active as a younger person. They may not be quite as able to comprehend quite the way a younger person would. What about someone who's 15 or more years younger than you are? We should nurture younger people and help to bring them along, Mr. Silva believed. A real quick story from my own life, if I may. Back when I was about 12 years old, I wanted to get a gift for my mother for her birthday or for Christmas or something. I knew she wanted a coffee table for the house. So I went to a furniture store, and there was a beautiful coffee table with a nice piece of glass on top of it, some nice molding around it, and I think it was about $15. This was in the 1950s. I didn't have quite that much money. So the owner of the store showed me another coffee table. It didn't have the piece of glass. It didn't have as much trim on it. Wasn't quite as nice, but it was only about $10. I could afford it. Now, at 12 years old, I didn't know how to negotiate. I've been told that everything's negotiable. I didn't know how to negotiate at that age. I accepted that one, and he promised to deliver it on a certain date. When it was delivered, my mother was so happy. She was thrilled to have that, and I enjoyed that. Later, I took a close look at the coffee table. It wasn't the one that I had purchased. It was the nicer one, the more expensive one. Without my knowing it, without ever saying a thing to me, he brought the one that I really wanted. He could have taken advantage of me, made some extra money off of me, but instead he did something nice for me. And now, 40-some-odd years later, I still remember that, and it still had an effect on my life. It still helped to mold me into whatever kind of person that I am today. It's still given me the desire to do something to help whenever I can. Sometimes just a small gesture that really means very little can have a profound effect on somebody's life. So considering people's age, considering their position, let us consider and be considerate of them and what they do. This was what Mr. Silva is saying in that statement. In the final statement, you are a superior human being. He says, we are the superior life form on this planet. We are the highest level of intelligence on this planet. And because of that, we have a responsibility to help take care of the planet, to help improve conditions here. And he defines what he means by that. These are interesting words to use. You have greater understanding, compassion, and patience with others. Those are good words to think about and to meditate on and to program ourselves for. If we will do that, and it's easy to do it when we hear those statements at level, every time we go to level, it's easy to make that a part of your life. That will open up the doors for all of the guidance and help and support that you need from higher intelligence. So, our next mental exercise is a short relaxation exercise with all of these statements to help us develop that attitude that will lead us to success and all of the techniques that we'll have for the remainder of this program. Thank you.